This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
And that's why the interpretation is sometimes very different in between Matthew, Mark, and Luke and John. They have different stories. They emphasize different things because they're human beings.
Yeah.
And you know that's you know God continues to reveal himself. He doesn't stop at the Old and New Testament. He continues to reveal. You seem to think that the way God has spoken to us is set in you know this kind of narrow biblical text. He doesn't. He keeps going. He keeps reinterpreting. He keeps trying to get us to understand.
But it's all in the Bible, Old and New Testament.
He keeps trying to get us to understand the wonder and the majesty of how he works. And he doesn't work. It seems to me, it doesn't work through violence, through opposition, it works through love. It works through self-sacrificial love.
Ironically,
he didn't need to slaughter men, women and children to get his point across.
In Christian history, there's been more death and destruction than love.
Absolutely. That's why we got it wrong.
Human beings got it wrong. Yeah, absolutely. And this is why I say evil in men's heart. Men aren't basically good. Men are evil.
That's right.
Because even with all that revelation to them, they still couldn't get it right.
But the triumph is love. The gospel is the love of Jesus dying on the cross, coming back to life. And that's not changed.
What we're saying about love, though, is we're assuming that by this violence, that it's just on that one depth level, and that this violence is obviously hatred. And yeah, it's not good and it's not nice. But actually, the other option for God was to let these people all live. They would destroy the Jewish people, they would destroy the fact that Christ would come through, and ultimately there would be no love because God would have to remove himself from his whole people and cast them away from him. It sounds ridiculous, but out of love, God used the Jews to destroy others, to give those very people a chance to know Christ.
Get rid of the cancer.
I know it's hard.
I know it's not a nice liberal way of thinking.
I don't think it's true.
It conflicts with your worldview.
No, it's not because it conflicts with my worldview. It conflicts with the words of Jesus.
Yeah, but that's not the whole Bible. The Old Testament and the New, they're wrong. You know, it's all one Bible. That's the problem that Christians these days, they say Old Testament, old, past. Not interested anymore. It's just Jesus. Just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But it's not true.
You can't throw out the old. However difficult it is to accept some of the things in the Old Testament, you can't just pick out the nice bits.
Well, I have to look at God through Christ in whatever situation I'm in. It seems to me that doesn't exclude the Old Testament. When, you know, you see the erring ways of the Jews, when they believe they were being told to go in and slaughter men, women and children is completely wrong. You know, they believe we are just so small as a human thinking being. Well, I agree.
If we only can rely on our own understanding, our own modern political way of looking at things,
I think the danger of treating that kind of biblical interpretation as being right is because it gives us a precedence to treat other people in the same way.
No, that's the danger because it has changed.
That's why you get just wars, Christians fighting against Muslims, and all that stuff.
Well, what about the war against Hitler? We had to fight and kill people. But do you think that was unjust? Should we have just all sat back and let it happen?
It certainly wasn't scriptural.
It certainly wasn't biblical.
Yeah,
well, I think it was a biblical proportion.
We couldn't just fall over and die and just let Hitler come and invade.
You had to defend.
There's a just war.
If somebody tries to come and kill my son, I'm going to hit that person. If I die on the way, that will be the case.
Well, I think that's absolutely fine, but it's not what Jesus said.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.